Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Welcome to another episode of Atlanta Technology Leaders. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and thanks to our friends over at Band of Coders for sponsoring this show, so I get to come on every week and do this. Later in the show, we're going to be talking with Charlie Hawkins, the founder and editor of Altered Confusion. But first up on Atlanta Technology Leaders, we have Mrs. Sapna Taro, the CEO of Great Advancement. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about Great Advancement and why you decided to start it up.
Well, Great Advancement is a company that provides business services in marketing, staffing, technology, and business-to-business networking.
Okay. So what made you sort of go out on your own and say, you know what, I'm going to go work here?
I started my first business when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. I used to play music at a church in Bombay, India.
Okay.
Yeah. And, there people came and asked me if I could teach their children. And it started from 2 students, went to 45. And from 45, I went to teaching in schools.
Wow.
And towards the end, we were at about 500.
So it really just, it took off and it started snowballing.
Yeah.
Wow. So, continue.
No, it's...
yeah. So then you took your knowledge down. I know you built a lot of business acumen, but that takes a lot to manage 500 different students. That's a lot of work. So how did you take this and sort of take it into your role as CEO of Great Advancement?
Well, after that, I came here to the United States. When I came here, I couldn't work.
Okay.
Because I was on an H-4 visa.
Okay.
So I said, I'll start studying. I went back to college. We were in Harrisburg for about 8 years. So
wow.
I went back to college and there did a 2 years course in technology. And further, they asked me to teach. So I worked as an adjunct faculty.
Okay.
And by that time, like in about 3 years' time, I got my green card and I could start working. And I had this dream about having my own business, starting off again. And but I had my little one, so I just continued doing freelancing
yeah.
and stuff like that and didn't want to venture into anything big. So finally, I had the chance after coming here to Georgia, doing my MBA, I had a chance to use all the talents and skills that I had learned over the years and build Great Advancement. Now, Great Advancement offers a lot to small businesses.
Yeah.
Like you see sole proprietors, they are just one person wearing too many hats. You know, they try to do marketing on their own. They try to do their websites. They try to do the hosting and then for staffing. And where would you find good, reliable sources at low cost?
Mm-hmm.
So the plan, the idea was to provide these businesses resources at low cost. So we have marketing where we do websites, web design, development, hosting, maintenance, graphics. We prepare sales kits, help with logos, and we build marketing CDs and social media advertising. We help businesses with that when it comes to marketing. We also have staffing. We provide staffing services, online staffing services. Small businesses normally rely on their friends.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, for when it comes to any job. But to grow in a business, you have to find the right talent. You know, besides having a friend is good.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
have that trust. It's very good.
Having your brother, sister's yeah. cousin do your social media.
But it's even better if you have somebody who's very talented and can help your business grow.
Mm-hmm.
So to find that talent, if they'd have to go, a small business would have to go to a big agency, recruitment agency, and they'd have to pay a lot
yeah.
in referral fees. Out here with us, they'd only have to pay $10 for 3 months. You know, it's that low.
Wow, really?
And it's free for job seekers. So here the intention is to give them the best and give everybody a chance, you know, to go online. You see ladders and other places where you have online job placement.
Yeah.
They charge job seekers. We don't.
Okay, so you guys have a whole list of job seekers out there that they don't have to pay anything to be part of your database.
Right. They have their own dashboard. They can send messages to the people, to the recruiters, you know. And the other thing that we are having is technology services. We do technology consulting. So when you're a manufacturer, for example, a person that manufactures need not necessarily know a lot in technology.
Mm-hmm.
So they could reach out to us and we could help them with the decisions, because there's so much going on there in technology. It could be difficult for one person. They'd have to spend days, even months, you know, to come to a point where they'd find the best solution for their business. But here we keep abreast of all the latest technologies. So if they need something in accounts, we are there to tell them that this could work for you based on their cost and based on their needs.
Okay. So you guys deal with a lot of different companies. Do you deal with just small companies, or do you deal with medium-sized companies, bigger companies as well?
We welcome all companies of all sizes. So there's no bar. But this is basically built with the intention of helping small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Say you want to start a business, but you do not have the money, the finance. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We give them a chance. We help them even if they don't have anything.
Okay.
Because as they grow, We tell them, when you grow, you give us 10% of your profits.
Okay, so you have that deal in place with
them. Yeah, so this is basically meant to encourage. See, great advancement is not about helping just one person. It's a win-win situation for the business and for the community. So there's a lot to it. This is just the beginning. And what's most important and what's very close to my heart is this social media network that we have created online for businesses to meet. Like you have Facebook, which is created for friends and mm-hmm. family. And it has mainly informal connections.
Yeah, it's very
strong,
informal.
Yeah, strong but informal connection. And the cost is zero. However, you have ads displayed, on your business page. That could distract your clients. Second, you have LinkedIn, which is created for working professionals. And you have formal connections there between colleagues at workplace. The plans right now at LinkedIn are starting from $23.99 to $74.99 a month for full service. You get to sign up for free. However, the capabilities are limited.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd also have to see ads of your competitors.
Definitely.
Right on your page. Yeah. So that's the price you pay. But with Great Advancement Business Network, which is created specifically for business-to-business marketing, users receive a formal business page for business-to-business marketing. The cost is $10 a month.
You can't beat that right there.
No. No ads and free emails.
Okay.
You can send messages to any business owner. Talk to them one-on-one. Share resources. You know, this is creating value. And what we do is, the intention is to help the community, help the business community. But what I'm very passionate about is, I tell my husband Denzel and my son Leander, they've been a great part of this, helping me, you know, giving me that encouragement. So when I first came to the U.S., I asked my husband, I could see a lady walking with a bag on the road. And we were coming from the airport, and this lady wasn't walking towards the airport, but I see her walking with a bag. So I said, the airport is on the other side. So this lady is dragging that bag and she's going. So he told me about people living in shelters.
Wow.
And they don't have anywhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
So my question was, how can these people stand back on their feet? They can go back there at 6 o'clock, I was told. But during the day, if they had to go for an interview or if they had to build up their skills, do they have to take that bag and roam about? This doesn't help the system get any better. It's basically depends on what you, as a person, with whatever you're having,
mm-hmm.
how can you use it to improve the current condition? You know, so this business network, whatever goes in, would go in. I'm preparing online courses.
Okay.
Like I said, this is just the beginning.
This is a win-win for everybody.
Yes. Online courses, career training courses for these people. And I'm talking to different nonprofits so that they could give me space. So I could go there and, you know, teach them mm-hmm. what I have learned over the years. And they could use these technology skills because technology is everywhere today.
Definitely.
And there's always a scope, you know, once they learn, even if it's, you know, these little things, Microsoft Office, PowerPoint, building graphics, building websites. Tomorrow, today that person could be in the shelter. Tomorrow it could be a different world. The person could be handling his or her own e-commerce site.
Mm-hmm.
So my idea is, even if you don't have anything, you have to give it a try. You know, when you go with empty pockets, you don't have anything to lose.
Definitely.
You have to try. So that would be my, just my hope that they would give it a chance, give Great Advancement a chance, and that the business network would help these people and the business members out there
in
that community. There's a lot for them in it. Like you could upload your videos, you could upload your marketing material, and you can send messages, you can post your events, and you can share your resources. So there's a lot that is going to come henceforth. So give Great Advancement a chance.
Definitely. What's the biggest need that you see in these small businesses? What do they need most of or what they don't have?
Well, most of the businesses have to learn to let go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's this is my project. And I do not like anybody to interfere. But looking at your project, your business from another point of view can help your business. You can take it or leave it. But, you know, getting to know from somebody else's point of view can help any business. Most of the people have know all attitude. The people that I have met have, you know, this is my business. I know how to run it. But in my perspective, nobody knows everything. Not even I. We are all learning from each other. So you have to have an open mind and give every, you know, solution a chance. And try the marketing when it goes to marketing. If you try to do too many things, if you have too many things on your plate, it's difficult for you to progress.
Definitely. Well, yeah. How do our listeners reach out, sign up, learn more?
You could send me an email at info@greatadvancement.com. So if you write to us, that's the best way. Because nowadays, you know, email replaces all phone inquiries. Yeah. Email is the best way where you can sit down, gather your thoughts, tell me what you need, how we can help you. And we'll be there. Even if you cannot spend right now, it's okay. We'll help you with your website. We'll help you with your strategy that you're having. We look at where we can help you in marketing, staffing, technology, or networking. We are having it's not just online, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's online social media networking is 24/7, 365. We are also having an upcoming business expo in the Johns Creek area. And this is at Taylor Lodge, which is at St. Benedict's
Catholic
Church. It's on the 4th of September.
Okay.
From 4:30 to 6:30. So please come and visit. And if you would like to, you know, if vendors would like to book a table or book space, you could go to greatadvancement.com/e-tickets. E-ticket is in capitals, or it's even on Eventbrite. It's called Gen Next.
All right.
Gen Next Business Expo.
Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
How about hanging out with us while we visit with our next guest?
Sure.
All right. Next up on Atlanta Technology Leaders, we have Charlie Hawkins, the founder and editor of Altered Confusion. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Thank you.
So tell people a little bit about your background, what you do, and how you got to where you are now.
Okay. Basically, since birth, I've been in love with games in general, board games, card games, video games. Though when I was little, video games weren't as sophisticated as they are today. Once I graduated from Full Sail, I went straight into the industry. I was a developer at a cell phone game company for about a year and a half. Unfortunately, the company went under, so I have not been back in that environment since. But because of my love of video games, I decided to create a website called Altered Confusion. And at first, I had to go through a lot of growing pains. I originally tried to make myself the next big thing by myself, and it turns out that that's not as easy as it looks. A couple of years into it, I started in 2007. A couple of years into it, I did change gears. We are now strictly reviewing independently developed games.
Okay.
The reason is everybody knows about the AAA titles. I mean, it's really hard not to know about Call of Duty or Madden or something like that.
It's got a lot of coverage.
Yes, absolutely, especially with E3 happening right now. But there are so many amazing games out there that are independently developed that just don't have that voice. So what Altered Confusion does is we try our best to try to reach out to as many independent developers as possible and get their games in front of us, and we're going to review it as if it is a AAA title. So we take the kiddie gloves off. Some people are going to be ecstatic about the fact that we love their game, and some people are going to be completely
heartbroken.
Heartbroken, exactly. Because one of the things I found out with independent developers is that sometimes you get so close to your product that you can't see the flaws anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And for better or for worse, when you give it to me, I'm OCD enough that I will find every single flaw in that game. So branching off of that, we've also started to do panels at local gaming conventions. The next one is AndoCon, which is actually starts tomorrow at the Marriott behind Perimeter Mall. And the two panels that I usually give are The Destruction of the Game Industry as We Know It. I say that for shock value. And also, to be honest with you, We're at a junction.
Crossroads, yeah.
Yeah, crossroads, where you got the AAA titles that are literally just doing reboots or sequels. They're also getting rid of single player. But then you've got these – so there's this huge hole being created in the middle of the gaming market, and it's a hole that independent developers could fill if people knew about their games. So – that's something I go into for that panel. And the other panel, of course, is so you finish making your indie game and you think you're done. Because like I said, independent developers, when they're so close to their product, when they're finally finished, they might fall for that old saying, the product will speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that has never worked, ever. And during the panel, I try to give them pointers about how to reach out to people. Because the other thing is, when you're an independent developer, you don't have a marketing team. You don't have millions upon millions of dollars to try to push your product out, and you won't have a lot of people coming to you. You've got to go to them, which, you know, in turn could create the next Angry Birds or the next Flappy Bird or whatever. That's a risk you got to take. You got to reach out to individuals like myself. There's another company right around the corner called 2-Dash.
Mm-hmm.
My last time doing the destruction of the game industry as we know it. I actually teamed up with one of the gentlemen over there, and that was by far the best panel I've ever given. Now, of course, if anybody wanted to watch any of the panels we've done in the past, I load them all to the website, alteredconfusion.com. We also do about a 30-minute live video feed every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, if you go on the site, you'll notice something very strange, and that is that basically almost every single article, review has my name on it. And that's because the majority of the time, it's a one-man team.
Yeah.
I would love to – I mean, I love the fact that I have some people who jump in and help me out from time to time, but Alter Confusion is really my true passion, and I understand that. And sure, there's times where I'm frustrated where I feel like if I could only do X, Y, Z on top of this, then I could help the indie developers get more exposure, mm-hmm, or I could be at more conventions to really – get the word out. When I do show up to conventions, hopefully I get a fan table. And when I have a fan table, I bring along a console called the Ouya, which unfortunately died before it was actually released. But it's still an amazing console for independent developers.
Oh, yeah. That was the one that was kickstarted, right?
Yes, that's the – yeah. And then that's actually a great example of accidentally going with the product will speak for itself.
Yeah.
For the first 7 or 8 months of its true existence, there was no marketing. Reviewers like myself and big name reviewers couldn't seem to get a foot in the door to talk to anybody at Ouya. Now, of course, they're changing gears, and I think that it's actually going to get worse for them, but that's just my opinion. but I bring an Ouya to all the places that allow us to have a fan table, and the reason is it's so small and it's so compact, but you could put a couple games on there, and they're all independently developed. So you get to see all these amazing games. And the other benefit to the Ouya is that, with very rare exception, all the games on there are ports of other versions of the game for your iPhone, for your iPad,
okay,
Android device. So I may help those developers out by showing off their game, even if people don't end up getting on the Ouya, they might get it on some other platform.
Okay. So you're there, you're promoting some of those titles right there. Mm-hmm. What do you really think the future of the gaming industry, what are they moving towards?
Okay. It really depends on the type of gaming. If you're looking at console gaming, in some respects, console gaming is dead. The reason I say that is that the consoles are no longer consoles themselves. Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, they're really media-centric devices.
Yeah.
They stream your videos. You can watch YouTube. You can browse the internet. And on occasion, you'll play your video games. The other thing is that, and this is getting a lot of backlash, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen in the end, is everything's going to go digital.
Yeah.
Used game sales have always been a sore subject for publishers. They hate the fact that companies like
GameStop
make a ton of money on their games and they don't get to see any of it. And the real tragedy is, I know there's a lot of people out there who like those pre-owned games, but the tragedy is that when you buy the game, GameStop will take about between 30 and 20% of the price. And then that 70% goes to the publisher. They take an additional 70% off, and then whatever the 30% left is what goes to the actual developer. So the developers are way down on the totem pole. So I understand the fact that they don't like used games, but at the same time, I understand that the economy is still kind of crappy, and everybody wants to play those games, but they don't have the money for
cost.
It. Yeah, exactly. So I would say if you're looking at consoles, you can kiss single player goodbye. It's just too expensive. You're talking about animations. You're talking about video scripting, all this stuff. The future is basically going to be a multi. It's every game is going to be multiplayer. You're going to have a core aspect of, you know, how the combat happens, how you move around, and then you could throw 6 or 8 maps on there and throw it out the door, and then it's all about DLC. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who, you know, they don't care about DLC, but there's a lot of people who get suckered into it, and then that can rack up really fast because it's one of those things, just like in the Apple App Store or any of these things where you get those bite-sized things of, oh, I got $2.99, and the next thing you know, you keep doing, oh, I've got $2.99 so many times that now you've paid like quadruple the price of the game in the first place, which I unfortunately am. I fell victim to for an Android game. But for PC, that has the potential of being basically having a rebirth. I know that PC has basically been trailing behind all these consoles, but now it's so much easier to get a game onto the PC than it is to get licensing fees for your PlayStation, your Xbox, your Wii, whatever, that you're seeing a huge resurgence. Also, you don't have to worry about physical product because you've got services like Steam. So all you need is a digital copy, and then you can sell it. Yeah.
So how's Georgia really played into this whole gaming ecosystem? I know we have like EVE Online's made here, but does Georgia do anything else?
Okay, so actually EVE Online is created by CCP, Crowd Control Productions. They're actually in Reykjavik, Iceland. CCP came into Atlanta and bought up White Wolf Publishing, which was basically, I guess, another version of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
They're basically the publishers of
Vampire and all that.
Vampire Masquerade and all that stuff. The unfortunate thing is CCP was having a huge project being developed here in Atlanta. That was, of course, Worlds of Darkness. They just closed it down.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yes. And as a result, they basically are down to a skeleton crew here. Nothing is actually being developed. Basically, the only people left for CCP here in Atlanta are the game masters, those individuals who sit in game to make sure that if someone's got an issue, that can quickly respond in game. Another company, and actually this one's rising really quickly, is Hi-Rez Studios, which is up in Alpharetta. They are the makers of the new Smash MOBA, which is multiplayer online battle arena game called Smite. They just had a huge tournament here. They're about to have another tournament for this time amateurs, which is going to basically come all together by the end of July for the Rooster Teeth Expo in Texas. Another company is Xavient, which is up and coming. The problem is a lot of these companies here, they've got a title to their names. They're not like, you know, they're not like
Blizzard
or BioWare or anything like that. Their entire existence hinges on one product. And CCP has a couple of different products, but they're all in the same realm. I mean, you've got EVE Online, you've got Dust 514, which has been basically a flop that they put on just for PlayStation 3 and not for the PC, which baffles people. That one's not doing very well. Now they're also doing an Oculus game called EVE Valkyrie, which I'm not exactly sure what they're going to be doing with that. You're probably going to be piloting your ship, I'm assuming. But there's companies like Xavient. Xavient's got a game called Lichdom. It still hasn't come out. I hope it comes out soon. It looks amazing from the couple times I've seen it. And then, of course, there's Tripwire Interactive, who was a company that was formed off of a modification they did to one of the war games. I want to say it was like a Call of Duty. And now they've got their own studio. They produce their own games, and the big name game for them is Red Orchestra.
All right, perfect. Well, what's the future of Altered?
The future of Altered Confusion. It's my baby, so I'm going to keep it alive as long as possible. I want to say I'm going to be trying to get to more conventions. I'm going to try to get in contact with more indie developers. To make sure that people understand that there's these amazing games that are flying underneath the radar. So I guess probably a couple extra people be able to cover more and just keep doing what I'm doing.
Perfect. Well, what's the website for our listeners out there if they want to go on and read some of these reviews?
Sure. The website is alteredconfusion.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter. Though, ironically, Twitter, our name is just one letter too long, so it's actually Altered Confusio instead of Confusion. And then, of course, you can find my personal Twitter and all the other information on alteredconfusion.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem.
What you're doing out there for folks. And thanks to all our guests today. This is Kevin Finn for everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Atlanta Technology Leaders. Thanks again to our friends at Band of Coders.
Atlanta Technology Leaders is brought to you by Band of Coders. Band of Coders is a company of talented software developers who energize clients' projects and their development teams.